getting real with Roz. Come on, come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Sit down.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party.
Hello, I am Roz, the host of Getting Real with Roz. On the September show, we had Sarah Angel, entertainer, singer, songwriter, and cruise ship performer. She was amazing. We met while I was performing at Seattle Airport and made an immediate bond. We hope to have her back on the show sometime soon. So I'd first like to let you all know about my most recently released hip-hop R&B CD, Put Me In Your Pocket. You can check it out on all music platforms. Let me know what you think. I'm excited to share with you all. My last CD, I Love the Music, is also on sale. It was also released this year. Lots of music. I just wanted to share that with the radio family, or I guess we will share that here soon with you all. And quick shout out to Seattle Drum School, who pushes us musicians to keep doing what we do while serving the community with lessons where I teach. Really thankful for them to push us the way that they do. And let us not forget one of my most important parts of the show, and that is the part where I speak life into the listeners. If you need to look back to see where you've come from, you may forget to turn around and see where you're actually going. Don't get stuck. There's nothing that you can change from your past. So learn, grow, move, and then soar. Just a reminder that you can have a free download of my intro song, Baby Come On, on the Infinidale Radio SoundCloud or Blog Talk Radio. That's soundcloud.com/Infinidale A-N-T or blogtalkradio.com/Infinidale. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on Getting Real with Roz, you can submit your request rwr_guest@infinidaleent.com. In the subject area, put featured guest inquiry. Now, it's time to bring out our next guest. She is a singer, songwriter, and producer currently residing in the Seattle, Washington area. She lives so close that I can throw a rock and hit her place. I remember meeting her for the first time, and we really enjoyed vibing with energy. We met through a mutual friend. Raja, I hope you're listening tonight. How about enough from me, and let's get down to it. Let's bring on Kelly Rose.
Hey!
How are you? It's so exciting to have you on.
What an intro. Thank you so much for having me. Shout out to Raja.
Raja! That's so cool. And so through the program, I'm going to call you KR. Is that okay?
Oh, please do. Yeah, we're friends, please.
All right. That's what I like. And so can you tell us where you're from originally?
I'm from the greater Pacific Northwest, but I'm a military brat. So I moved around a lot. I went to high school overseas in the UK, spent a lot of time in Germany, but I say Seattle because I've been here a long time.
So the hyphen Z, the gate. I went to a college, a small private college called Bethel College, and it is basically German kind of based. Oh. And so I had a year of German and got to go overseas and use a little bit of my German to order mm-hmm. food for my table because no one else knew German except for me. So she just brought us roast beef, mashed potatoes, and gravy and green beans. So
what
anyway,
more do you need, right?
Right, I don't know exactly, but she knew. What type of music do you normally write?
Oh man, I love getting this question because it helps me try to make sense of all of the genres that I have muffled together to create my own. The best descriptor that I can think of to describe my music is singer-songwriter R&B, because it has that R&B. I'm such a soulful singer. I've got that bluesy undertone, but it's still such singer-songwriter styling. I mean, I compare it to, you know, like Dermot Kennedy or Ed Sheeran or someone of that style who can be stripped with their instrument, but then also have bigger productions with them.
I love it. I love it. That means you can really sing when you can strip everything down. You don't need to hide behind any instrumentation.
Yeah, and tell the story. I'm such a storyteller. My songs have so much heart behind them, and I really try to put soul behind my lyrics and really strong messaging as well. So I want the actual story, the words, to be well conveyed to whomever is listening.
Yeah, for sure. What were your musical influences growing up?
That's a good question. I listened to a lot of like Rat Pack type music, you know, Rat Pack movies. So Grace Kelly and Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong and all of that. I love that kind of jazzy type vibe. But then I was the youngest in a family of six people. So my older brother listened to Sum 41 and Blink 182, so did I. And then my older sister listened to country and pop music, so did I. And my mom listened to gospel and classical piano music, and so do I. And it just kind of all came down to me, and I enjoyed all of it. I mean, if it's good, it's good. Shoot. If
right.
it's good music, that's good music. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really matter what the genre is. If it's good, it's good.
I love that. That is exactly how I feel. I just love music, and I just explained that to a group of people the other day. I'm a variety. I say variety, but still with a soulful voice, but I just love different styles because of the same reason. So thank you for that. And then what, like, okay, so let's say outside of music, like, what does KR do? Like, what hobbies do you have?
Oh, my gosh. My hobby. My hobby is, well, girl, my hobby is mental health and learning neuroscience and trying to spread education and just positivity around the topic in general. I am pretty woo, if you know what I mean. I believe that I am a spirit living in a body and that I have a soul, and my gift is music, and that's what I'm supposed to use to love and serve everyone here. And I know it may sound crazy to some people, or may sound like a duh to others, but that's my strong belief. So I try to honestly, at this point, I don't even try. I just happen to spend most of my time reading books about neuroscience or listening to podcasts regarding mental health, or just trying to educate myself on how my body works, how my mind works, and how to feel better in a way that puts the accountability on me. What actions can I take to feel better and contribute to this world?
Yeah, you know, we actually had, I think, one or two in particular times where we talked, or maybe even three times where we talked about mental health. And one of the episodes got a little deep, like deeper than I had expected, and ended up just saying that given the number for mental, you know, if someone was having a crisis, because of that. Mm-hmm. And so that does run very closely related to us entertainers. So that is really, really needed. And if you're already on top of that, I mean, that's, you know, good for you. But do you think you'll teach it to people or share it? Like, are you just sharing your, like, stories with people through your music? Like, how do you bring that into your entertaining part?
It was sort of already happening. And then I realized, in hindsight, that I'd been writing songs in a fashion that touched on accountability or touched on maybe elevating your perspective when it comes to believing what your emotions are. You know, maybe we're not right. Maybe our emotions are just how we're feeling at that specific time. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of like this sudden awareness that I'd been writing songs in that style and in that genre. So then I was like, okay, let's just dive deep into this, because I don't want to build a career in music to have everyone look at me. I want to build a career in music so I can help people look at themselves and just feel better. Because what music does. It helps us feel our feelings. And there's got to be a reason I'm into the neuroscience that I'm into. And there's got to be a reason I struggle with my mental health as I have. Mm-hmm. And I think that reason is to help other people with what they're struggling with. So my big goal is to get into public schools and help young people with emotional regulation, and then also just access to the vocabulary that we're unaware of when it comes to emotions. You know, are you actually mad about that thing, or are you experiencing envy or jealousy? You know, is that something that makes you sad, or are you just feeling left out and need to communicate a need? Because the more education we have, the more accountability we can take, like I said, and it feels really good. It feels really good to have that, and it makes you feel empowered. And I want other people to have that.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably even come off as such, even when you sing. That's really amazing. And honestly, in this part of the country, especially, I think that that is a need. And if you can do that through music, we need you here.
Well, and I think there's a way to do it that's not like a total news fest. You know what I mean? I mean, you and I were talking before the call. I like to incorporate a lot of comedy when I perform, or I'll freestyle things. And I really try to make whomever is in attendance feel very welcome and wanted, while still touching on the topics of mental health. So I don't think it has to be a dreary thing. It can be something that, like I said, makes you feel empowered.
For sure. And you know, as I listen to you, it's just really weird, because I'm like, my mouth is open, like, is she me? It's like, you're saying a lot of stuff.
I'm flattered.
Is so cool, because I was telling somebody the same thing. I'm sorry, I don't even talk about myself on the show this much, but I had a performance literally, and I told somebody, I says, I was out there performing during the day, and I'm looking around. I couldn't even tell if some of the people who were sitting around were homeless or not, but I see some of their heads were down, and they could have been the best hour of their life, or 2 hours of their whole entire week or year, as far as I'm concerned. And if I can do that for them, I'm going to tell you, we need it around here, especially because we see it so much on the street. So, I mean, I really thank you.
Yeah, I think what you just said, too, it puts it into perspective, because what you offered was service that gives you joy, and it gives other people joy. So then it becomes this cyclical thing, this energetic exchange that leaves both parties energized. And I think that's really special. Music is so powerful, and it's a lot easier to love people than we realize. It's not that hard to make someone's day. It doesn't take a lot.
It doesn't. Some man, you reminded me, some man passed me, and I just stared at him for a second, because I was like, oh gosh, he's right. He said, thank you for your service.
Like, yes,
it is.
So it is. Really, it's such a beautiful thing. Yeah.
So anyway, that is so great. I thank you for sharing that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to touch a little bit more personally, since you brought it up, about mental health and how you deal with it yourself. You said, unless I misunderstood, it sounds like you said that some things that you had dealt with in that department.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you later if you don't mind.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So I record myself sometimes. A computer that I've been using has decided that it didn't want to record me anymore. So I'm just kind of, that's a whole other issue. I'm like, wait a minute. So we got to get this figured out. But for you, what do you use when you record? Do you record yourself? Do you go into the studio? Like, what type of mic or equipment do you use?
Oh my goodness. I've got a setup going. I found out, there was a fire lit under me. I found out that only, I think it's like 2 to 3% of producers in the music industry are female, and only like 20% of those 2 to 3% are women of color.
Oh,
so I was like,
wow,
this is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. I'm smart. I can learn this. Women are smart. We can learn this, and we can change these numbers. So,
oh my gosh,
it's crazy, right? So from then, about a year ago that I learned that, and it really shifted my perspective, because I'm like, okay, what does it take? Can I learn this? Yes. Can I put in the time and the effort and the energy to learn this? Yes, absolutely. So I have one of my team members, his name is Bob, and he's been helping me procure the pieces necessary to make really quality recordings. So at this point, I've got Ableton is my DAW, is my recording software. I've got a Warm Audio 47 microphone that's so beautiful. I've got an Apollo interface, and I've got a K14 Taylor acoustic electric guitar. And those pieces in of themselves, plus, you know, my voice isn't awful. My voice isn't the worst we've ever heard, right? So with these pieces, I've been able to start putting together my own music. And I love producing. I love producing other people more than I love producing myself. So I'm excited to start to incorporate more of that into my life, where I can help other people get their ideas and their thoughts and their passions, you know, down on record. But that's something I've been leaning into for about a year.
So we're going to definitely connect on that
come
one.
Come on over.
Come on over, baby. I love it. That's so great. So with that, who would you like to, you already mentioned somebody a second ago. Would you like to give a shout out, like who's on your team?
Oh my gosh. Shout out to Bob Ballard, Ellen Ballard, Ballards in general, my rocks. My best friends, Sarah, Heather, Kaylana, Mackenzie, and my boyfriend, Vishnu. We'll start there.
Nice. And then I'd like to personally give a shout out to Danielle, yeah, because she ended up helping me get you set up. And I'm so thankful that she was able to, that she followed up, because she, you know.
Yes,
I mean,
Danielle, she worked her butt off. What a sweetheart. Yes. Shout out to Danielle.
I hope to meet her sometime. Is she local?
Yeah, she's local. Yeah, she's in Kirkland. We'll just invite herself
oh,
over.
Kirkland.
She would love that. She's like
and
an open arms
kind
of
over.
Woman. Yeah, Danielle, make us food. We're hungry.
Yeah, we're on our way. So, and then also, okay, I know you play guitar. What else do you play?
Play a little bit of piano. But the an instrument that gets most people excited is my loop station. So I use a loop station, which whomever is listening who doesn't know what that means, I will hit a button, and from the time I hit that button till the time I hit the button again, it records. And then when I hit that button again, it will play back what I had just recorded. So because of that, I'm able to build multi-layer sounds live. And then it's always a very unique, specific performance, because I always build the track organically and live each show. And then once I'm done with each song, I erase it. So it's always very unique and very special. But that if I don't even know if I have an instrument, I don't know if I count, but
you're right.
The loop pedal is interesting.
It really is. I've seen them. I've used them. I actually have something else that I had broke and just ordered another one. And so I'm trying to get back into the harmonizer, because they don't sell that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but I used that thing for so long that I broke it. And somebody just randomly was like, have you ever looked online for it? And me and my husband, Nathan, looked at each other like, are you kidding me? What kind of nonsense have we not been looking for this? So we just literally got it a couple months ago, so I can start working with it again. But the looper station that I bought, I broke it.
Oh,
I hadn't even had it that long and I broke it. So anyway,
I was literally playing a show. Okay, I'm mid show, and my loop pedal has all these stacks on it. I've got my guitar going, I've got my drums going, I've got this like whole harmony stack going, and then all of a sudden my pedal just turns off, and on the reader it says too busy. I'm like, what do you mean you're too busy? For what? Like, do your job.
What are you doing? You ain't got no job. What are you doing?
What do you mean busy? I'm busy. Get back to it. I couldn't believe it.
That is actually pretty funny. It's not funny.
I know. Not funny at the time, but I'm like, what just happened?
Oh, that's so great. I love that. Even though electronics, man, you know, that's a whole nother level of conversation that we can have just on a situation that happens with electronics.
I'm a sound guy.
Yeah, it's just period. So I'm going to ask one more question, because we got to listen to your music. But if you were to have a duet with someone, anyone in the whole world, who would it be with?
I just got goosebumps. Besides you? I mean, I love Daniel Caesar. Okay. I love Russ. I love Drake. I love Ed Sheeran. I love, oh, God.
All right. That's so cool.
You know what I mean?
Let's speak that into life. Make it happen.
Yes.
We're going to
make
it happen. Yes. Okay. Well, let's take a quick French break. I think it's time to listen to your first song. C'est la vie.
What it's going to be, going to be. That's what she explained to me. Take a deep breath, babe. It's going to be okay. Remember it like C'est la vie. Think about it like C'est la vie. Doesn't matter, like, say la vie. Be about it, like, say la vie. Press it on me, like, say la vie. All up in my head tonight. Stressing about my future, like, what's the deal and what's the vibe? Is your mind as curious as mine? I know I can be too impatient. Shopping options, thinking.
You're listening to Roz on Infinite L Radio. I'd love to connect with you on my Instagram page, Getting Real with Roz.
Stop with this nonsense, vocals. What is happening? I was like,
did you like it?
What? Are you kidding?
Yay. When it's gonna be.
Girl, I am about ready to come up with it right now. So tell me.
Come over. I'll pour you a glass of wine. I'll give you a ride home.
Right. Yeah. Right. Wait. I mean, I'm literally at a kind of speechless right now. So can I ask you about, like, did you produce it yourself or did you have someone else produce you on this particular track?
C'est La Vie was produced by a local artist named Fluency. He is so talented, super nice guy, and he created all of those sounds that you're listening to with real instruments. So a lot of the time when you're in the studio, a producer will go and utilize sounds that are just a part of the system or that he found online or what have you. But Fluency had a drum kit in the room and had a keyboard in the room and had a bass guitar in the room and had an electric guitar in the room. So he made each and every piece of music that you hear. And then we tracked my vocals on top of that.
Oh, my good girl. Anyway, so Fluency? What's his name?
Fluency. Yeah.
Fluency.
F-L-U-E-N-C-I-E. Fluency.
You guys have a good team. Will you continue to work with them, or you just kind of have different producers work on your tracks for you, or how does that work?
I'm open to working with different people. I think my goal mostly these days is just to continue getting music out and not worrying about making perfect art. Because there's no such thing, which I've learned.
So. I don't know. That was actually pretty close.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I will let him know. He'll be so excited. He worked really hard on that song. And we also had local friends work on the mixing and the mastering as well. The mastering was done by Matthew Wolk, who is local to the area and very, very talented. Seattle has a lot of hidden talent. And I'm excited for Seattle to get more on the map as a music city in general.
I think you're going to bring it back.
Hey.
I think that's what's going to happen. So tell me about the song. How'd you write it? Where were you? Like, what was your inspiration?
C'est la vie, I wrote when I was going through kind of one of my deeper depressions. I was so anxious and worried about building a career in music, and I was totally just thinking about myself in it versus who I wanted to serve with it. And those are two very, very different things, because when you're pursuing something for the sake of who you care about or whom you're interested in serving, it's entirely different. It changes the way you hustle, because when you're in it for yourself, you just kind of get over it, because doing it for yourself isn't enough. So I kind of had that realization of, like, I say in the second verse, this is summer of 2022. I say in the second verse, the music was never meant to be mine. Emotions serve as healing built on rhyme, but I forget that I tend to blur the line trying to assign what is divine design, because you and I, this is something that's divine, that was gifted to us, this gift of music, and we're supposed to share it with people. So it was when I started having this realization of, oh, I'm making this about me and it's not about me. This is my gift. This is how I serve you. Like, how can I use this to serve? So then C'est la vie in general is like, what is going to be is going to be.
Yeah. However
you try to halt it or stop it or twist it or turn it. I mean, that's how life rolls. It rolls in waves. It was just kind of like, whatever happens, you brush it off and say, that's just life.
Yeah. Do you know any French?
Not even a little bit. I met this girl and she was like, we should translate the whole song into French. I'm like, sign me up for that Zoom call. I am so down, but I do not speak any French.
Excuse me. So I don't either. I just know how to pronounce. In college, we couldn't do all of the languages, so they just taught us the IP International Phonetics, and so I was able to pronounce things. But I have lost a lot of that. But is the song ready for sale now?
Oh yeah, it's out on all streaming platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever anyone uses, it's available.
Okay, nice. And then as far as when you sing, like, live, do you sing mostly originals? Do you sing covers? Or?
Thank you for asking me that. It's so dependent. I don't know about you, Roz, but it's so dependent on the actual gig itself. I put performances into two different categories. I call them gigs or I call them shows. Mm-hmm. If I'm playing a gig, I'm of the mindset that, you know, you are here to be entertained. I am here to entertain you. And if that means there's a lot of people there who are interested in Kelly Rose music, okay, great. Let's party. If there are people there who are maybe, you know, wanting to sing and dance the songs that they know, I am happy to adapt. Because playing music is also my job. So I am an artist and I write my own music, but I'm an entertainer. I'm a performer. I like making people have a great time, you know? That's a cool superpower to have.
Yeah.
But for shows, which I'm excited to transition more into, those will be, I can imagine playing, you know, a cover or two, but the rest of would be my songs, my original songs.
Yeah. What do you, so when you're, when you had your first, like your absolute first official performance, when someone asked you to perform, do you remember it?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, girl. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. So you know how you and I met. Okay. You and I met at Third Culture Coffee, right?
Uh-huh.
Like a coffee shop in Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bartending while I was building my career in music, which, by the way, I had no idea what that meant. I was just trying to figure it out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was a bartender at 520 across the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
25 years old at this point. I'm 24, actually. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just trying to, quote unquote, pursue music. So I'd gone over to Third Culture numerous times and asked if I could play. And eventually, I got an email. It was about this time, back when I was 24. And they said that I could go play. And I was like, okay, amazing. So I had no idea what I was going to do. I had never really played a gig before. And I had all these pieces. Paper everywhere. I had this crappy sound equipment and I sang my heart out. I invited all my friends. I was like, you guys don't have to pay me. Just please let me play. I want to play so badly. And I did it one time and it was very okay. And then I did it again and it was a little bit better. And after that second time, a local musician to the area, his name is Robbie Christmas, also goes by RX. He said, hey, I've seen you play. I've seen that you're playing and I heard some clips. I need coverage for a gig. Can you cover for me? And I was like, wait a minute. Like, they'll pay you money to sing songs? What are you talking about? So that was my first experience of being like, wait a minute. This is something I can do as a business. So then that first gig at Third Culture where we met, ended up, you know, 6 months later, 8 months later, becoming my full-time job where I just played gigs all around the area and got to be a full-time musician.
I am so beside myself right now. I was like, oh, I started at like 16 and you're like, oh, just a couple months ago, I just started. What? This is just unfolding as we speak. I mean, I'm just, man, I we're definitely going to get together. Soon and continue talking. So with this, before we get to your next song, I don't want to lose time because I'm really interested with all of this, especially since you just kind of got started in this. How are you, how do you deal and
push
through your
mental
health stuff?
That was like 5 or so years ago.
Oh, okay.
And No.
Okay, I feel better now. I was like,
Because in between there was COVID. Was the pandemic. I went from being a full-time musician to having no job.
I see. Gotcha.
So
okay.
I started pursuing music again in January of this year.
Gotcha.
And now it's October and I'm full-time again, which is crazy to me.
Okay.
But
I feel
now
good
I
about
get to
myself.
Talk to people.
Yeah. Because I was like, don't tell me she just started singing like a couple months ago and it just came out killing it.
No. I've been doing this forever.
So how are you able to keep your mental health like a part of, and together, and like what are your tools, or can you give me a little background on what you struggle with?
Yeah. I lived in a really small town in Oregon for a large chunk of my childhood, and that in of itself was really hard. I experienced a lot of death in different ways and it was just really hard to make sense of. And then my parents worked a lot. So, I struggled with understanding my emotions and I struggled with understanding how to feel better. I didn't know that was an option. So from a really young age, I was having these issues with my mental health, with depression and with anxiety and just feelings of cognitive dissonance, or rather feeling like life wasn't real. Life wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting into the entertainment industry when I was 12 or so with Radio Disney or modeling with Barbizon or doing industrials or commercials, I was just confused and always kind of just a bit lost. And I'm like, who am I? How can I make you love me? What can I do? Mm-hmm. And then all these years later, with the work that I've put in, especially after a really hard breakup, I realized, you know, that confidence comes from within me, and that love for myself has to start with me. And it just really taking extreme accountability and understanding that most of the time people aren't trying to be offensive and not taking things personally is the best route. And just really simplifying mental health and remembering that it happens in my brain. So if it's happening in my brain and it's happening in my body, okay, then what are some things I can do to keep my body healthy? And a lot of that is pretty simple. It's getting good sleep and getting outside and really remembering to breathe, because we forget how important our breath is. And then also having community and eating food that's good for me and moving my body. Getting into physical fitness has totally changed my mental health, because I've always thought that was something you do to look good, not to feel good. And that changed my world. I was like, oh, so going to the gym or moving my body isn't about aesthetics. It's about my health. It's about feeling better. And when you feel better, girl, God, it is such a game changer.
Right.
So with my journaling and my meditation and weekly therapy and just putting in the bloody work, you don't feel better unless you do the work.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. And like I said, this is really an important topic. I just, now it makes me want to have everybody on again, and we just have a whole panel of that, especially for this industry, because you know it gets ugly and you got to be strong. This is not for the weak, first of all.
And
so,
there's also this level of responsibility that we have, because for some reason, actors and musicians and entertainers and models, we get a voice, even though we perhaps have no business having a voice. So it's really important that if we're going to have platforms, that we utilize them, just like what you're doing, you know, spreading that goodness that is so lacking in this day and age on social media and the news and what have you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we definitely got to keep this going, but this keeps getting better. Hold your thought for one sec as we listen to your next song, Never Forget.
Never Forget.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rooftop bar in the city. I was sitting there looking kind of pretty and you. You noticed our matching tattoos. I wondered, what would your eyes look like under sunglasses? I could tell you broke hearts, baby, by the messes. You just had no way about you. The next few months were spent. I wouldn't take it back. If you'd just been honest with me in the end, I would have handled that. Oh, nice, me and you, baby. Those eyes driving me crazy. I see the freckle on your lip. Not easy to forget. Tell me that you'll never forget. We shared our dreams and our passions, though it seems I would only lead down a road of empty things. Boy, just need some part of me. Spare me of your novelty. I wanna be in love with someone true that isn't you, but you will do. Another word play by display, sweet but fake emotion. How you come with me? Wanted you to wanna stay, I doubted it. Said I wasn't into it, thought over it. I wanna be in love with someone true that isn't you. Long nights, me and you, baby. Those eyes driving me crazy. I see the freckle on your lip.
You are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page.
So, okay, what's your mom and dad's name?
Ross and Barb.
Oh my gosh, that's close to my mom and dad, Rob and Barb.
No
Barb.
Way!
Yes, this is too Aww. Crazy. So we need to have your parents on because we got to find out how they combine to make such a talented person such as you. Because I'm, this is so cool. I love it. The song, the voice, Yay. The production. And what was your inspiration behind this song?
Oh my gosh, this one, it's a story. It was a rooftop bar in the city. You know what I mean? Half black, half white, and half out of my league. And no, half black, half Mexican. And
totally
out of my league. And I worked with Jake Crocker, who's a producer from Seattle. And Jake Crocker is, so he just gets it. He gets it. Uh-huh. He just makes bangers. And I came in with that song on an acoustic guitar, and he transformed it into a uh-huh. total bop. And uh-huh. I can't wait to release that song. Him and I have a couple songs that we're just waiting to release. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's fun, right? It's fun.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. That is so, it is amazing. I mean, again, it doesn't get stale. It's, you know, you still take us around the corner. And then when you have the gospel choir voices, I'm just kind of like, what else do you have? I'm interested just in each, you know, type of song. Do you have a full CD of anything or do you just release singles?
I've just been releasing singles, Roz. I need an album. You know what I mean?
Oh no! Either way, I mean, releasing music is difficult, you know.
It
so
is.
At least you're even doing it at all is pretty, you know, great. Either way it goes. So wow, I that's great. Is your family musical?
Yeah, my whole family. My dad was a drummer, and my mom played piano. My brother is a musician as well, but his songs are like comedy, so they're funnier than mine. But you know. Mm-hmm. I've got the range, so at least I haven't got that.
Wow. Well, I know that would be a fun time at your house playing music together.
Yeah, right? I'll get the demos. Come on over.
Right. What is your performance schedule now?
All of my gigs I have on my website, kellyrose.com, KellyRose.com. I've got a gig, I think I'm playing three times this week, twice in Woodinville, and then I'm playing in Bellevue on Saturday night. You'll have to come. You should sing a song with me. That would be so fun.
Saturday night this week is Bellevue.
Yeah.
Okay, I would come.
Come sing.
You know what? We're going to hang out. And we're going to get some song. I will sing back up. With you, I'll do whatever because this is just being around your voice is enough. Like when you were singing earlier,
oh my gosh,
just on the radio, there's just so many talented people in the world. Do you ever do things like audition for any of the big shows, or are you just kind of like doing what you're doing and kind of building your base from here?
Gosh, I have auditioned for those shows. And I never made it past any initial round. I don't think I've got the right look for the shows.
No.
I think I'm too happy. I don't have a good sob story.
You gotta, I know. No, actually, you have a good point. I was going to share that there is, I had heard a story about, you know, sometimes they want a specific thing per year. Like there's something, it just depends. You know, on what it is, like you said, that they're looking for, and it's definitely nothing to do with anybody's talent. First of all, I couldn't have done it because I don't want to wait in line. That is what.
Yeah, right.
Me. It's not even the talent part. I'm just like, I just don't want to stand in line. Right.
Yeah.
I X myself out. Do you have any music videos?
I do. Oh my gosh. So talking about mental health. I've got a YouTube channel that I've been working on building, and me and my team released a series called Promises. And Promises was filmed live at Gold Bar, and we released it as an episodic series. So there's six episodes. And we partnered with NAMI in Seattle, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, to do some promotion, because the whole record was mental health related. And I talk about kind of the messaging of each song in an interview format before each performance. So it's cool. It's a cool series. We'll probably end up releasing it all in one chunk. It'll probably end up at about 30 or so minutes. As a full performance, but that's on my YouTube channel. You can just find me as Kelly Rose under YouTube. But I've got some cool music videos that I've done for some different songs as well. Alex Williams is my videographer, and thank God for him, because there's things we're good at, Roz, and there's things we're not.
So if Alex Williams is from here, is he around here?
Yeah. Alex Williams, he's in this greater area. Him and his wife just celebrated their son's first birthday. So Hey, Alex. How's it going?
So what did I tell you in the beginning before we even started? Time flies. So I'm going to ask it two more questions.
You were so nice to me. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Like I said, we'll hang up. We'll text and we'll connect here soon. But how can guests connect with you on social media? Tell us your handles.
Yeah, my Instagram and my TikTok are probably the ones I'm most active on. You can find me on Instagram at Kelly Rose Music. And then on TikTok, it's KellyRose_music. But shoot me a DM if you need to talk. If anyone needs someone to talk to, I got you. I will give you a loving space, but I'm also going to call you out if I hear some stuff, because that's what a good auntie does.
That's so great. So before we end the interview, could you speak in the beginning? I speak life into the listeners. If you know what that means, would you be able to speak life into the listeners before you end here?
Absolutely. I think it's so important to remember that we have our entire lives happening one day at a time. And if you split that day into three parts, then you have your morning and your afternoon and your evening. And if you can spend your morning and afternoon and or evening in service or doing something that fills your soul and is aligned with your purpose, you have an overall greater experience. And you'll also find a higher level of happiness within yourself and within your community. Service is the greatest that you can give yourself and anyone else. And there's a special way that you can provide that. And I think that when you're doing it in that special way, you feel the most fulfilled.
Yes. Thank you for that. And as far as anything else that you feel like you wanted to share before we end the interview, advice for those? Any advice for those wanting to get into the industry or even, you know?
Oh my gosh. Hours, practice, the 10,000 hour thing. It's so true. When people tell me I'm talented, I laugh. I have worked on building a skill set. And that's what people have in the music industry. And Roz, even your interview skills or you being able to do this, it's not something that you woke up and you were able to do. It's something you've worked at. So if there's something that someone wants to do, we live in such an instant gratification type society. But the more work and the more hours you put behind something that you're passionate about and something you believe in, the more you get out of it. I have that from firsthand experience. Learning the guitar is hard, but then you learn and you love it. And playing a show is hard, but then you do it and you love it. And it's the best feeling, and you never regret that hard work.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This is great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so lovely.
Yeah, for sure. Danielle, again, thank you for your time and making sure you're taking care of Kelly Rose, KR. Well, there you have it, everybody. What an honor to have met you in my hometown here in Bellevue, Washington, specifically. And my hometown girl is what I'll call you. So thank you for for sure. So again, we're gonna continue this. But thank you for agreeing to be on the show. And each person is special, and I don't take it for granted that you'd even want to be on the show. So again, it's my pleasure
to
have you on. Yeah, as my guest. So all right. Well, announcing our next show date. Here will be Monday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific. The special guest will be Aaliyah.
And make sure to check out October's segment of the IL Radio Music Showcase, which broadcasts on Thursday, October 5th, 2023. The show was hosted by Elle. Also, due to Ohiniwa's medical condition, the In the Know with Ohiniwa show, scheduled for October 19th, will be replaced with a show segment in the mix with DJ Shaheen. This show will broadcast at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and will be pre-recorded. Get better, Ohiniwa. We miss you. So thank you all for listening to Getting Real with Roz broadcast. Don't forget to speak life into someone. Be love and light to others. Nighty Night Radio family.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body.